Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, the injury report has both Barry and I listed as probables, and we are playing hurt, but we are both sick and participating. Nick, you're healthy as can be, and you're sitting behind the glass.
Thanks a lot.
Where you should probably stay, because if you come in here too many times, you're going to walk out sick. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, because I've seen you sneeze, at least three times?
I don't know if I've sneezed.
Yeah, just blowing all that just this
all
way.
All over Barry, which is fantastic.
It's purely intentional.
Coughing.
Don't ever question any. It is purely intentional.
I appreciate
Misery
that.
Loves company, and not that I want you guys to hang out with me, but I'm going to do what I can. I want to remind you guys, too, by the way, of a special that we mentioned the other day. Friends of the show and great sponsors, Falbo Brothers in Sugarland. If you're off of Sweetwater Boulevard and 59 this weekend, a buy two, get one free pizza special. Great deep dish. Best deep dish and stuffed pizza I've found in Houston. Falbo Brothers out there in Sugarland. They wanted to make sure that we let all our listeners know. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You buy two pizzas, you get one of equal or lesser value free. That includes the hand-tossed, the stuffed, and the deep dish. So check it out, Falbo Brothers, out there in Sugarland. We love it. You should, too. And another reminder that at 2:30, we will be joined by our fantasy football expert, Mark Flood. We want to make sure we have everything teed up for him so he can get to as many of your quandaries as possible. So hit us up on Twitter and or hit us up with your text messages in your fantasy football quandaries, who to play, who to sit, what you have going on, so that Mark can get to them as quick as possible and we can fire through a bunch of them in the segment that he does between 2:30 and 2:45. We would appreciate it.
No, so I got a tweet from Honey Badger 8 on that said, here we have Barry is funny out here trying to raise money for Movember. And it's a picture of a man that's wearing a shirt that says, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
I just saw that, yeah.
I'm not raising money that way.
First of all, that's
not this year. Yeah. Fool me once. No, I'm not.
But gay chicken on the back, it says, is a hobby.
I'm not. I don't think I've ever played gay chicken.
With Raheel?
No.
Oh.
I haven't. I know what it is, and I've...
Well, Nick and I don't, a blessing now
I've
that I found out.
I've seen it played, but no, never, never...
Can't be you, because that's not the body of a strong safety. That's the body of a kicker.
Yeah, he is. Look at those guns.
Yeah, but he's a kicker. He's small.
No, look at those guns.
Come on, he looks like he rode the fifth.
Look at that jawline. You can tell he works out. That's definitely me.
He looks like
he's got one chin. Which
he rode the fifth horse yesterday.
Way
to
settle. Way to settle with one chin.
That's Billy Shoemaker.
Hey, so before we went to Coach McHale, we were talking MVP.
Yep.
And I know that you're rooting hard for Altuve. But
well,
you know
personally?
That's not going to happen, right?
No, I'm not rooting. I mean, look, I like Jose Altuve. I love the way he plays the game. I certainly hope he wins. But, you know, you and I were talking off air and said that because they didn't make the playoffs, that would hurt him. Well, Trout didn't either, and Trout's the guy that's always there.
Which is why I don't think Trout's going to win it either.
So you think Betts is going to win it?
I do. I absolutely do.
Well, I hope Altuve does win it for sure. I think they got the three candidates right in this case, and I think it could be very close. But again, this comes down to just like everything we talked about with the Hall of Fame and Eli Manning yesterday. It comes down to the criteria in which they use. If making the playoffs is a huge part of that season.
That's what makes you valuable.
Not necessarily, because you could have an average team that's in the hunt for a playoff spot simply because of your performance. That makes you valuable too. So if it comes down to postseason, there's only one guy that can win it. That's Betts. Because obviously Trout didn't make it, and Altuve didn't either.
Right.
But when you look at stats, that's where it gets interesting because it depends on what you factor as a more valuable stat, whether it be average, runs batted in, home runs.
It's not best player. It's most valuable. If we're talking best player, then it's Mike Trout.
You say that, and I agree that I understand that, but I don't think that the people that actually vote take that into as close a consideration as they should. I think they all have their own individual idea in their mind. I don't think they're all on the same page as the criteria they follow.
Fine, but I mean, looking at it, how valuable is Mike Trout to the Angels if the Angels don't do anything? He's not that valuable. I mean, if you look at it, Betts was more valuable to what the Red Sox did because they were a game and a half behind Baltimore when he started producing. And now, granted, you know, he had plenty of help with Ortiz and Pedroia and Bradley.
And a decent pitching staff.
Yeah, but that said, he helped his team get to the playoffs, and Altuve and Trout did not. If you want to go in order, it would probably be Betts first. Altuve is the runner-up because they were in the hunt until the last couple weeks. And Trout third for most valuable player.
If your criteria
best player, I would probably flip that. Trout, Altuve, and Betts in that order.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't disagree with either one of those sentiments if that's the way everybody follows the criteria. But I think the problem that we have in a lot of these, whether it be the voting for individual awards during the course of a baseball season, whether it be Hall of Fame, I don't think the voters are all on the same page. I think they all have their own individual opinion of criteria. Some guys are just going to look strictly at the numbers and say, well, you know, batting average, runs batted in, home runs, things like that. Other guys are going to say exactly what you said. Hey, it's most valuable. You helped your team to the playoffs, or you helped your team overachieve in those regards. It's going to be interesting to see. I hope he wins it. I think he's very deserving. I think he's put the body of work out there, and I agree with you. He and Trout are the two best players in the league, and Mookie Betts is a heck of a player, not to take anything away from him. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because I really do. I think every individual voter has his own individual set of criteria that he follows.
Which I think is silly, because it should be consistent across the board. But is there any question in the National League that Chris Bryant is the MVP over there?
No. No. And is there any question that the Astros should have taken him over Mark Appel?
Well.
I just throw that out there.
Let's not dig into that wound.
Oh, I dug.
It's not.
I used a scalpel, and then I used a hunting knife. I just dug it out.
Did you see this article where the Texans were warned to stay in their hotel and not order room service in Mexico?
Yeah.
I think that was El Jefe that tweeted that to us. I wasn't aware of that until he tweeted it, but that seems crazy to me.
So we've done this before too. So I can enlighten you a little bit on this.
Okay. But yeah, it says eat meals in the meal room. Do not order room service and do not eat outside of the team meal room. And it goes back to, the article from USA Today says the rule about room service could be related to a memo the NFL sent to players earlier this year, warning that some meat produced in China and Mexico may be contaminated with clenbuterol, a banned steroid. That memo sent by the league office said that consuming large quantities of meat while visiting those countries may result in a positive test. The memo led the players to please take caution if you decide to consume meat and understand that you do so at your own risk. That's crazy.
It's interesting, too, because you covered it. China and Mexico. Rockets have been to both places. And when you travel to those places, like in China, the greatest thing that I said when we made that trip was in our hotel, there was a Rockets food room. And you could eat outside of that room. But based on what I saw and what you – like the best restaurants that we went to in China, when you walk into the restaurant, around the perimeter of the restaurant was a clothesline with skinned ducks at room temperature. And they asked, which one do you want?
What?
And I was like, yeah, that's not – I'll stick to the white rice and then go back to the room. And that's why they said from the standpoint of China – from salmonella and other things, and like you mentioned, you probably won't eat in that room. In Mexico, I'd be worried more about the water. I would think that in that team room, they're going to make sure that they ship down enough bottled water that everything they cook and everything that they have the players consume because of the revenge factor.
Have you ever had Montezuma's Revenge?
It ain't fun.
I've never had it, but I hear...
It's not fun. I got it down in Cabo, and it... Well, I'll tell you what. When you talk about... both ends and neither one is a good outcome.
Although, how much weight did you lose?
I mean, it's probably 5 pounds, 5-7 pounds.
I think I could deal with that.
Well, we would be worried about you maintaining your strong safety reputation. But yeah, you could.
I'll pack it back on.
I don't
muscle.
Think you would want to deal with what it feels like when it's coming out 100 miles an hour out of both ends.
Well, that was the description that I didn't need.
Yeah. Try sitting on the throne but holding a garbage can.
I told you before,
or reaching over to the bathtub.
If that ever happens, I'm just getting in the tub. And you don't have to worry about it.
And you know what? Coming back.
Do you know what a car wash shower is? Where you walk in one side and you can walk out the other? It's like
I've seen it.
That's the kind of shower I have. So I can just get in there and lay down and
with the cats.
I'm good. Yeah, I got walls all around me. I'm fine. It's all tile in there.
All right. When we get back, I'll tell you the other story where the warnings that the Texans are getting to some regard should be taken seriously, because I know that there's been times when the players didn't listen to those types of instructions and got themselves in a little bit of trouble.
Is that about the jewelry?
No. But oh,
because that was a warning too. I'll read that as well.
But when I'll tell you. I'll tell you. We'll share them when we get back. ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, another quick reminder, our fantasy football expert Mark is going to be here at 2:30, so line them up now. Get your tweeted questions, text message us your questions, or start hitting the phone lines to get your fantasy football questions ready for Mark Flood, and he will get you answers because it's rapid fire. That's the way we prefer to do it. So please get on board, fasten your seatbelt, and get your questions ready so that we can fire through them with Mark. Before the break, Barry and I were talking about the warnings that the Texans players were asked to follow through and listen to.
One of them was...
When they go to Mexico,
So one was about the food, but then there was another part in this article on USA Today written by the Associated Press. Okay. It said a section of the memo under the heading safety had a bullet point with, quote, do not leave the hotel, end quote. It was followed by a line advising players to leave all expensive jewelry at home and not to bring large sums of money and do not use the ATMs.
All of which is very, very sound advice, because I can tell you of players that did not follow that in going places in Mexico. And I can tell you that the safest people that you would think that would be on your side when getting into that kind of environment are the people you should fear the most. Because I know of people that thought that they were going to get deals right around the border and crossed over into Mexico and were dabbling in trying to find bargains. The bargain they found was that the authorities actually were the ones that pulled them aside, detained them, took all their valuables, took all their cash, and told them, if you want to live and get back to your hotel safely, you will never speak of this again.
See, wow. That's insane, first of all. But second of all, was it someone within the Rockets organization?
I can't say that. I can say that it was not only someone, but I know of athletes that have been in that environment.
Okay, so it was players.
Oh yeah.
So here's the thing. If I'm a player, I think I would why wouldn't you call their bluff? Cuz you have to understand that I'm sure that they know if they do something to an NBA player, to an NFL player,
that's going to say, I know NFL guys that like have gone down there as well as NBA, but here's the thing.
But the U.S. is going to be all over that as a country.
Are they, though? At the time that you're in that situation, the panic button is pushed where you're like thinking, hey, here's a guy with a badge, a gun, and a uniform, and he's supposed to be there to help the people, and he's the guy that's basically holding me up?
Yeah.
I don't think that, not that I think that, I think to your point, look, I don't think anybody's going to get killed over it. You hope not, but you just don't know these days down there. There's some really shady things going on.
It wouldn't take long
for
the Texans or the Rockets to be like, uh-oh, hey, player X is missing. What the hell's going on here? And then there's an investigation, and then
if it's an off day or a time like I heard the Texans were saying about will they have time to go out and do some sightseeing or do whatever.
And that's the dangerous part.
Yeah, so that's exactly when the danger zone is,
right.
is
they're
when
on a boat,
you get in
offshore,
those situations where you're not like on the clock for practice or something of that magnitude, and they don't keep track of you all day or for a certain amount of hours. That's where they can say, hey, they're not going to miss you, and by the time they do, it's going to be too late.
Well, you're preaching to the choir, because I was too scared to go to Tijuana. I'm telling you, I told that story. We walked in, and I was like, we're out of here. Like, we literally spent 2 minutes in Mexico, and then we left because I was too chicken.
Your boy just walked in here, producer Tyler Scott, and he's leaving to Mexico tomorrow.
Really?
Crazy fool. Yeah, but he's
going. Don't pack
his
fat chains. Don't pack any of his big money or his attaché. Don't pack his attaché full of
attaché.
Yeah. Don't pack it full. And the other thing, back when we went the first time to Mexico, I went with the Rockets way, way, way back when. And the thing that was amazing to me was, we've got all these anti-smoking laws now where you don't smoke indoors and you can't smoke. They had none of that.
Oh, yeah.
and you walk into that building, it's like going to one of those old boxing matches where the cloud of smoke is just hovering in the arena, in the bowl. And if you remember, the Spurs and the Wolves played there a couple years ago, and they blew a generator or something, and the whole game had to be postponed.
That's awesome.
But when they showed the shot of it, you could still see that hovering cloud. It was like, man, if you're an athlete trying to run up and down the court, and there's just like secondary smoke all over the place, it's got to be gross.
PA announcer's just got a heater hanging out of his mouth while he's like...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they're not as strict about any rules and guidelines and regulations across the board. So believe me, the air quality and the things that they let go on in those arenas. And I want to say, too, on one end of the court back then, even in the building, there was like a big curtain. And behind the curtain, there was doors or something that were literally right out to the outside, and they were open. So the combination in air quality was just filthy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So were they complaining?
I mean,
the guys didn't like it at all.
I've been to Mexico, right. But I've gone to the, you know, I mean, we went for honeymoons and vacations.
Yeah, exactly. So. And you go to the kind of touristy spots.
Cabo and stuff like that, which is, I think, where Tyler's going.
I think that's where he's going.
He's not going to like, he's not going to like.
I was trying to raise concern, but you absolutely had
Mexico
none.
Mexico City
zero.
Right now is...
We've got tons of producers around here for Sunday.
He's replaceable.
Yeah. I mean, Cam, you can come up on a Sunday and produce the show. I mean, come on.
At least, and by the way, at least the restroom quality is a little bit, shall we say, higher up off the ground than it is in China, because between the two arenas,
it's just a hole.
At least in Mexico, the actual commode was there to sit on. In the arena in China, in both arenas, it's a toilet seat bolted to the cement floor.
That makes no sense to me.
So you better enjoy Indian style, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I've had friends that, like, my friend Marcia, she's a doctor, but she does like research, cancer research at MD Anderson. And I guess where she used to work, or I don't know, she worked at a place where she worked with people from China that were doing research as well. And they would squat on top of the toilet seat. So instead of sitting on the seat, they think of the toilet seat. They would put their feet on either side of it,
like,
and
catcher
then
style
squat.
Of balance.
Yeah, exactly, like a catcher, but on top of the toilet seat. So they're in the air, and because that's how they use it. Like you said, that basically that toilet seat is on the ground, so they're used to squatting like that. So they don't know to sit down.
Well, that's
amazing
fastballs, though. Let me tell you,
that's disgusting.
That's
but
crazy.
I've seen
done to like the back of a toilet seat. Well, that would be why. Because I always wondered, how does it get up that high? Like, how bad is your aim that it's that high up? Well, that would explain it. It's people that are used to going on the ground. Which,
and
by
if
the
it's
way,
on the ground and you have bad aim, you can only imagine what the surrounding area is like. So that's why all of us, when we went to the building, we're just like, under no circumstances are we entering that bathroom during the course of the festivities.
Carry a bunch of bags with me.
You just don't eat.
Wasn't it in the Olympics?
They had to go in there with a hazmat suit. What?
They had like two, or in the Olympics, they were like in the bathrooms, there's two toilets per section. You know what I'm talking about? Like, so if you were going into use a restroom, you'd be sitting on a toilet and there'd be someone sitting right next to it in another toilet.
That's insane.
To me, that's even worse.
You're saying with like no stall?
No, there's two stalls inside. Like, you open up the door when you're in the restroom, and there's two stalls. So
there's two toilets side by side.
You're comfortable
like you're
with
riding
someone
a bus.
Else.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you're riding a bus.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, yo.
Well, I will say that there are some restrooms that I've seen where there's no stall at all.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's just two
but
toilets.
But not just two. I'm saying there's like eight in a row, and you're just kind of how you doing?
That's like the military.
Is the seat taken? Okay.
That's like the military. I couldn't
and
do
you know
that.
What? Even when I played baseball in college, that was the weird thing. Some of the clubhouses that we used to get ready for games, some of the clubhouses didn't have stall doors. I don't care how close you are to your teammates.
I think I'd have performance anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want...
Like, you're sitting there, and then like if you and I were to go take a break or like before the show, and we're just sitting there... staring at each other, watching each other try to do their business.
And we got enough to deal with in
the
bathroom at this place.
Yeah, so. that would just be like, hey, you done with that magazine? Can I, that's weird. Actually, it would be just everyone on their phone still, no matter what. Hey, we got a couple of tweets I want to read. Eric Resendez said, guys at the MLB Network said that the Altuve's value, he might win it because he did it himself. He had the Astros in the playoff hunt, and Betts had a bunch of help. So, yeah, we kind of mentioned that they did have help. Sean Sweeney is a horrible person for this tweet, but I'm going to read it anyways. He said, could the cartel please kidnap Brock? No, Sean. That's unacceptable.
That's not the first time I've heard that, by the
way. It's unacceptable. We are not condoning that, Sean Sweeney. Yo Adrian said, clenbuterol is used for blood doping, pumps more oxygen into the blood. And then Lauren Pope said, gee, thanks. What a lovely time to be eating my lunch. Thanks, Joel. I guess that's when you were talking about the
commodes?
Yes. Well, no, when you were talking about Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a picture of me photoshopped into that old man with the I'm Not Gay shirt on. Thanks, El Jefe. Always count on you.
And let's also remind our loyal listeners, it's El Jefe because he's on Twitter. Yeah. But it's Josh when he calls the show and becomes the quiet librarian guy.
And if you want to see it, go follow me at Barry's Funny. I just retweeted it. Pretty good.
There you go.
Not going to lie.
So there's been a tape delay on our boy Mark Flood.
He's
actually going to join. He's actually going to join us on the hotline. He's on the hotline.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. We couldn't find him. Now we did. So he will be here with us. So the next segment is fantasy football. It's all you guys. So line them up. Get your questions. Get them on the hotline, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter or text messages. We'll get them from Mark. He's coming up next. ESPN 97.5.
November is Movember at Gow Media. We're raising funds to help men battle their biggest health issues. Visit Movember.com and search for Gow Media to donate to your favorite hosts. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's Joel and Barry, Nick behind the glass, and normally in studio at this time, the floodgates are opened for fantasy football because Mark Flood joins us in studio with one of his Chicago Cubs hats on and his Mr. T starter set of gold chains as he gets ready to crunch numbers and give you nothing but the best advice in fantasy football. But because Mr. Mover and Shaker has a backpack full of money and is too busy with other endeavors that are making him thousands and thousands of dollars, he's going to join us on the hotline today instead.
Wow. That was a great intro.
That's a hell of an intro, is it not?
That was long. Do we have time left?
Mark, are you here?
I am, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you doing? We miss you here in the studio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm out here in Cypress, Texas, 30 minutes out, and there's just no way for me able to get back. So I figured, better to hop on the hotline than try to drive 100 miles an hour to get over there.
All right, Mark, let's get this thing going here. Give us one waiver wire claim that you think guys can go out there and get them some help with if they need it this week.
If CJ Precise is available, that, of course, is going to be a really good one. Robert Kelly, if he's still floating around, that's going to be pretty quality. And then below that, if James Starks is still there, I think we touched on that last week. Yeah, there's some value there. I don't like Starks as much as the other two guys just because even Eddie Lacy didn't perform that well in that role. So I don't think Starks will be amazing. But, if you're in a dire situation, he's going to be, he'll have some value there.
You bring up Precise, but I would think that the hot name out there for people to take a look at is Christian Michael, just simply because he put up great numbers. I wouldn't say great, but really above average numbers for the Seahawks. And now that he's out there and he's with a team that desperately needs a running back, you would think that would have some value.
I mean, okay, so I don't see there being much value there for probably 2 to 3 weeks. And so now we're talking about you're in the fantasy football playoffs. So you've got some stash value there. But, when I see a team cut a guy like that, if Pete Carroll says, this guy's not better than Thomas Rawls or CJ Precise, I mean, how effective do we really think he's going to be in the Green Bay offense where Eddie Lacy wasn't even that effective?
Cool. All right. So let's get to some of these questions that the listeners have. So first question comes from the text line. Somebody says they have a defensive question. Oakland Raiders or the Minnesota Vikings, which one should they play? That's from Mario.
Mario, let's see here. The Vikings are playing. So I have the Raiders myself this week streaming them while the Broncos are on bye. But yeah, the Vikings are playing the Cardinals, who the Cardinals really haven't been playing their best football yet. So I'm expecting the Cardinals to have a good game one of these weeks. So I'm going to go Raiders just from what we've seen from Derek Carr, Brock Osweiler. I don't see the Texans being able to score a lot of points. I think the Raiders are the safer play there.
Okay, another text question for you. PPR flex position, Snead, Crowell, or Jay Starks?
Snead, Crowell, or Jay Starks? I'm going to go Snead there. And to elaborate, I think Crowell has the highest floor out of any of those guys, but Snead's going to have the highest ceiling. So depending on, if you really need, 15, 20 points out of that flex, go Snead. If you need 6, 7, 8 points out of that flex, go Crowell.
All right. A two-part question. First part, Emmanuel Sanders or Brandon Cooks? And then Bortles or Mariota?
So I'll always take a receiver that has a stud quarterback over the other way around. So when it comes to Cooks or Sanders, I'm going to lean Cooks. And sorry, what was the second part of that question?
Bortles or Mariota?
Mariota. I mean, Bortles has just been so up and down this year. It's pretty tough to trust Bortles at this point.
I mean, you're looking at it, Mark, from a fantasy perspective, and you touched on this vaguely in the past, but is it not a smarter look to maybe look for a team that's going to get down early so that they have to sling it around a lot more from a quarterback and wide receiver position?
You can do that. I try not to like aim for that specifically. If you're on a bye week and subbing in, it's not a bad play. But in general, I don't want to be I just hate to be watching football and being like, man, I hope the Jaguars get smoked so that Bortles can throw for 200 yards in meaningless fourth quarter times. I mean, there's definitely value in it, but I'm not one to. I'm not going to tell somebody to rely on it because I know I wouldn't want to have to rely on that myself. Streaming for a bye week, fine. But as a general long-term play, I'm not going to be in favor of that just because it's kind of, I almost feel like it's like bad karma in a way or something, you know?
Yeah. All right. Anthony Munoz on Twitter wants to know, is ProSize a better option than Latavius Murray or Jonathan Stewart?
Not better than Jonathan Stewart. I would say he's kind of on par with Latavius Murray. From a pure talent standpoint, I would like Latavius, but because their offense is so dynamic right now, it's not like they're feeding him the ball. So you got to think that ProSize is going to get a few more touches than Latavius Murray, but I don't put him as quite a good of a value as Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart's kind of a workhorse in that offense.
Two-part question for you, Mark. Carlos Hyde, Doug Martin, James Starks, can any of those three be trusted? And the second part of it is, any chance Adrian Peterson returns before the end of the fantasy season?
Who was the middle guy in that first question?
James Starks, Doug Martin of Tampa Bay, or Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, so the answer, can any of those guys be trusted? No. But if I'm ranking them, I'm going Hyde, Martin, Starks. No, you can't trust any of those, but that's how I'd rank those three. And then Adrian Peterson coming back, I mean, no, I don't see that happening, but even if he does, we saw how effective he was fully healthy. So even if he does come back, I don't think he's just an automatic plug and play.
PPR league, Tyler Eifert or Travis Kelce?
Tyler Eifert or Travis Kelce? Let's see what the schedule says. Tyler Eifert or Travis Kelce. So the Chiefs are playing the Bucks and the Bengals.
We assure everybody that, Mark, while you're figuring this out, that you have a driver, you're in a limousine, and there's no way that you would ever be doing fantasy football while behind the wheel going 55 miles an hour or more.
Man, I'm pulled over, and I got my mobile hotspot up, so we're good.
Excellent.
I'm going Travis Kelce just on the defense issue. Yeah, who knows what Rex Ryan is going to cook up against the Bengals. And so I'd go Kelce there against what appears to be a pretty soft Bucs defense.
All right, now I'm going to have to ask you we're going to do these in rapid fire because we've got a few left, so let's get through all of these, and then we're going to talk about what you guys have coming up. So let's keep it quick here. ProSize or Terrence West for flex position, standard league?
ProSize.
All right. Carr or Mariota?
Carr. Carr.
Carr or Kirk Cousins?
Carr.
All right. Crabtree or Benjamin for the Panthers?
I'm going to go Benjamin, and here's why. He's got a higher floor. He's got a higher floor than Crabtree does, and he should get more targets than Crabtree does, and he's the primary receiver. That's why.
All right. Got it all in.
All right, Mark, before we let you go, and so you can safely get back on the road, you got a big game tournament coming up, and I know that everybody wants to be involved with this. And by the way, you can get Mark on the Gamer Wall on Twitter, at the Gamer Wall. You can reach him on Facebook at Gamer Wall without the, and it's thegamerwall.com for the website. But Mark, tell us all about that that big tournament coming up.
Yep. So Wednesday before the big game, we will be hosting a Madden tournament. The only thing you have to do to register is be a member on thegamerwall.com, which is free to join. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a play-in tournament online leading up to that week, and then have the finals, whether it's the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16, at this big Super Bowl event. This will be the week before the Super Bowl tournament leading up to it. All you got to do is register on thegamerwall.com, and you'll get a chance to win two tickets to the big game by playing video games. It's kind of a cool deal there. It'll be a really fun event. So if you play Madden, heck, even if you don't play Madden, sign up on thegamerwall.com, and we will get in touch with you to let you know the exact details of when this all begins.
Awesome stuff, as always, my friend. Get back on the road. Have a safe weekend. We look forward to having you back in the studio. But thanks, as always, for the knowledge. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Joel.
All right. Mark Flood's been here with Fantasy Football. Now we can get back down to the business of real sports in real time, talking about what you want to talk about. You got your Texans playing on Monday Night Football against the Raiders in Mexico City. Got a big weekend of college and pro football as we get down to the home stretch in terms of the college football rankings. And we got a big game tonight down on Cullen Boulevard between the University of Houston Cougars and the Louisville Cardinals, and Action Jackson at quarterback for Louisville, Nick. So we can have all of those discussions and much more. Yeah, Louisville. That's how they like to say it in Louisville. They frown on you saying Louisville.
Louisville is incorrect.
Or even worse,
yeah, but it doesn't sound like the way they want you to say it, yeah, that you're saying it. It sounds like you're stroking out in the middle of it.
Yeah, it sounds like some of the commercials like that we run on this station for shows on the...
Yeah. Can we just all say Louisville?
Louisville.
And be
Louisville.
Fine?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville.
Yeah,
Louisville.
That's like calling people from Illinois.
No, this is Texas. We're saying it how we want. You don't like it? Don't come. Beep.
All right. Hey, and on that note, we still got a little over 1 hour to go, and we want to hear from you. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We want to talk sports with you and or other things on your mind, which normally pop up quite often. ESPN 97.5.
Don't shave your upper lip.
November is Movember at Gal Media. Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Centers. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
You can't trick the untrickable. That's what I always say, because that's just how sharp Barry Laminack is. He may be the soup spoon in the utility drawer, utensil drawer of life, but in other words, he's sharp.
What?
He may not be the steak knife, but he's more of a soup spoon.
I disagree.
He's
not
guy.
Sharp. No. Negative.
You disagree?
Look at the look he's giving.
Wow. Yeah, if looks could kill right now, the lasers are firing through the window.
You both have, like, that, your intro once again was, baffled me. And then.
But not Dr.
Why was
Dre.
The intro? Why did the intro baffle you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed. You're not the sharpest the utensil in the drawer, but you're a soup spoon.
He said I was the soup spoon in the drawer of life or something. I started tuning out right after he said soup spoon.
That's why we work together so well. He tunes me out all the time. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and then I tried
chemistry quicker and more.
And then you try to get in there.
Attaboy, Nick. I like it.
It's like you both know I'm feeling bad.
Yeah.
It's like
you're not the only one.
And one of the ways I could tell is because you're not wearing your glasses. You haven't worn your glasses the entire show.
But you're like screaming during the break.
Oh, it's intentional because you got to fake it tonight.
I don't understand how you could be feeling bad as hyper as you are. I doubt. I think you're a hypochondriac. I think you're making up your illness right now.
I am now going to wipe my nose with my bare hand
just to win.
And
sympathy.
I'm going to touch your keyboard, your hand.
Oh God, please
and
don't.
Part of your and face and let sandwich. You deal with it. Yeah. And your Subway, yeah, where whatever we can get to.
So during our fantasy segment,
yes.
Dr. Dre on 290 loves to call everyone. By the way, we all play fantasy on the show, right?
Yeah.
You have a team. Yep. You have a team. Yes. You're in second place, right, Joel? Yes. Good for you. Nick, how is your team doing?
I mean, I'm doing bad in two of them and good in one.
Well, that's figures. Yeah.
That all leads to be a lead in to the fact that Barry has at least one first place team.
Actually, I wasn't going to bring it up.
I am.
I appreciate you did.
How many you got? Actually, you got three teams.
Actually, it's two first place
there
teams.
There you go.
But who's counting? But anyways, during the fantasy segment, Dr. Dre on 290 loves to either text or tweet me. And whoever, like if you say like Mario had a question, so I read Mario's question, he'll text and go, Mario's a loser. So during that segment, you know, I'm just rapidly reading through the texts that are coming in. And then I come across one that says, should I start Leroy Jenkins or Kristen Michael? And I was like, all right, I recognize Leroy Jenkins. And not a football player, by the way. It's an internet meme that started from a dude who was playing a video game. And you have to go and Google this and check out the YouTube video. But it's Leroy Jenkins was a guy who was playing a video game. And it's kind of like one of those group video games where they're all going to attack another group of people online.
Okay.
And Leroy just screws it up. Like they're congregated outside somewhere and they're all like formulating a plan. They're all talking in their heads, like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And then Leroy just goes, Leroy Jenkins! And he runs in and gets everyone killed. And so that's where that comes from. You need to look it up. It is absolutely, it's hysterical. But nice try, Dr. Dre. He tried to sneak that one in on me. Like I'm going to ask if I should start Leroy Jenkins. However, if he was available in the waiver wire, I'd go get him. I'm not gonna lie. I'd go get it. But yeah, check that out. It's a hilarious video.
Can I just also mention this because it came up with Mark? But Kristen Michael, right?
Kristen Michael.
Right.
Well, not Christian. Kristen.
Kristen, right. Okay. But definitely not Christine.
No.
Do you know how many times in the last 24 hours I've heard people on air talent refer to him as Christine Michael?
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. I am notorious for screwing up names. In fact, I think I said D'Antoni. When we were talking to Coach, which is so stupid.
That's incorrect.
But that's like
it's D'Antoni. I know that's the problem. I know this, but in my mind, I panic.
You're not necessarily wrong, though, because it depends on where you are geographically. A lot of people, in the NBA, a lot of people that came from Europe that are playing in the NBA, they actually call him D'Antoni. It's like Demo is either Monte Yunus or Moti Yunus. He'll accept either one as being the pronunciation that's correct, but what he doesn't like is Monte Yun. There are some people that can even hack that up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm from Texas, so I like to take liberties with names and just say them however. Like earlier I was saying Reader, and someone was texting, it's Raider, not Reader. It's Raider. You know what? Like I said, I know sometimes in my mind I either panic or just don't care and just say it how I'm reading
it.
It
happens.
At the time.
I think it's the first. I think it happens to a lot of us.
The sad part is like I know most of these, and then I still screw them up. And that's I need to be better. I need to be better at that. I need to care more.
Here's the U of H hand gesture. I mean, the shocker of the day. Louisville, Scott in Deer Park, the over-the-top Cougar fan says, sounds like your mouth is full of just saying and says, Nick, get on his ass. It's Tejas. We say it however.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't understand. Remember, I told you guys the story. Like when I said it was
based on 6'5" Bills, you eat whatever too. That doesn't make it right. I just want to let that be known.
But you understand, in Texas, we take liberties and we don't care.
I understand. I've lived here long enough to understand that.
We probably show the least respect for people's names and their pronunciation. Honestly,
not good. Like we say words. Like I told you guys the story when I said mute point instead of moot point. And then I tell somebody, it's a mute point. And they were like, That's not how you say it.
That's not how you say it.
It's moot point, Barry. I was like, you know what? I'm from Texas. We say it how we want. Which, by the way, no one in Texas says mute point except me. Yeah. I'm the idiot. But
that's the excuse you use. No matter what.
Like one time I got caught cheating on my girlfriend. Hey, I'm from Texas. We can, that's what we do. That's the go-to. It's horrible.
Well, it's always bad, too. Like, when I was doing the Rockets broadcast, and I would be doing the post game, and the guys would be heading home, and the strength coach would be texting me going, it's not monstrous, it's monstrous.
What?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And literally he's trying to hyphenate it out on a text message. I go, bro, if it takes this much time and you're putting that much effort in it, it's really not worth it. And the people listening really don't care. It's really that simple.
Cody Armstrong keeps tweeting about the Bills to us. I told him, I'm going to have to block him.
Yeah, I saw that. And then he asked, if you block, does that mean I block too? We're not joined at the keyboard, Cody.
It's pretty
That's
hilarious.
That's what a Bills fan might think.
It's pretty hilarious, but also, like, pretty annoying. But funny nonetheless. I get what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then the Texas Tiger tweeted and said, should I start Hingle McCringleberry or Leon Sandcastle? All right. This is now getting out of control. And I would go with Sandcastle. So there you go. There's no R in Kirkendall.
But it's spelled like Kuykendall.
Yeah, but the text said there's an R in Kirkendall, but yeah, it's spelled like Kuykendall.
Right.
But there's an R. That's true. See?
And again, welcome Texas. To Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, because I've literally been at, like,
or
I won't say where I was, but I was at a gas station somewhere in this city.
Wow.
And a guy was, like, paying with a credit card, and the guy behind the desk read the guy's name, and he goes, no, it's not how you pronounce it. You're probably this. And he goes, yeah, whatever. You're in Texas, so fix it so I can say it right.
Yeah.
It's not about how the clerk pronounces his name. It's like, no. Change it so that it sounds right when I say it.
Yeah, let me know when you get to the bad part of that, because that all sounds perfect to me. I don't.
Now you're trying to kiss ass on listeners that you've offended for four days?
No, I'm just saying. That's I get it. Yeah, change your name.
I can't tell you. It's sad, because I can't tell you how many times I've been around a situation like that.
And they say, well, yeah, I'm from Texas.
They have no care that they missed your name.
No, none at all.
Zero.
So
no apology,
like,
nothing.
That's on you, bro, so for bad. Having a bad name, so fix it.
And my last name is Laminack, and I get everything but that.
Yeah.
And then I still get, yeah, well, it's Texas, so we say it however we think.
I listen to your show. You're Laminack, so be Laminack, yeah. I say.
Laminick? Nope, not it. Well, it's Texas.
No, it's got to start with Lame.
Yeah. Well, Steve Bunin used to always tell me that people down here would always call him Bunin.
Bunin.
Yeah, and he would get so mad about that. But hey, it happens.
A lot of things happen down here in Texas.
Yep.
So we got that out of the way as well. Scott in Deer Park is, of course, getting his pregame routine down as he continues to fire on Twitter. But we love him all the same. We love you guys, too. We got two in the books and one to go. We've got enough left over this big show that we want you to participate. So please feel free as we get to continue to roll like a barrel downhill on a Thursday in H-Town on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.